堂听 class.com。
商业英语会谈时间。
Business English, time for your meeting.
Dr. Lucky.
Yes?
It's time for our meeting.
Thank you. I'll be right there. Hello, I'm Dr. Lynn Lougheed. I'm glad you can make today's meeting. We'll make it brief. Give us 25 minutes. We'll give you the world of business.
Hello, 欢迎参加我们的会谈。今天 Tate 女士和 Hill 先生再次会面讨论 World Graphics 公司可以用几种方式满足业务量不断增长的需要。第一种是扩大他们的现有设施，然而这样做有它的局限性。现有设施用英文表达是 existing facility is spelled EXISTING. Facility is spelled FACILITY. 好，我们去参加他俩的讨论，一一听取 World Graphics 公司可能采用的三种方式，并在纸上记下来。请边听边想这个问题。World Graphics 公司可选择的第一种方式是什么？
I've outlined three options to manage your growth.
Great. I know one option is to expand our existing facility.
But your community has strict zoning regulations.
They're concerned about adding to congestion.
And harming the environment.
It's a concerned community.
The people care about where they live.
And we want to maintain a good relationship with them.
Tate 女士说，她已经归纳出几种方式来满足业务量不断增长的需要了呢。另外，尼欧先生对这些选择方式了解吗？我们再听一遍。
I've outlined three options to manage your growth.
Great. I know one option is to expand our existing facility.
Tate 女士说，她已经归纳出三种处理方式。而 Neil 先生说，他知道其中之一是扩大他们的现有设施。Tate 女士用 manage your growth 来表达满足业务量不断增长的需要这个概念。注意，这里的 manage 是处理、处置的意思。经营一家企业需要处理像雇员、发展等各方面的问题。我们听几个例子，注意里面的 manage。
You need to manage your growth.
You need to manage your time.
You need to manage your employees.
我们来练习应用 manage 这个词。假定你是咨询顾问，请听了顾客对你说自己有什么问题以后，立即建议他们该怎么做。注意，在你的话里用 manage 这个词，然后再对照下我们的对答。
We're growing too fast.
You need to manage your growth.
I don't have enough time in the day.
You need to manage your time.
Our employees are unhappy with their jobs.
You need to manage your employees.
我们回到他俩的讨论中来。Tate 女士随即指出，World Graphics 公司所在的社区有关于地区发展规划的规定，用英文说就是 Zoning Regulations. Zoning Regulations. Zoning is spelled Z-O-N-I-N-G. Regulation is spelled R-E-G-U-L-A-T-I-O-N.尼欧先生附和说，他们不希望交通拥挤的问题进一步恶化。交通拥挤就是 congestion. Congestion is spelled C Ongestion。我们听他俩怎么样评论扩展现有设施的做法，会有什么样的局限性？
But your community has strict zoning regulations.
They're concerned about adding to congestion.
Tate 女士说 ，World Graphics 公司的社区在地区发展规划方面有严格的规定。Neil 先生也指出，社区民众担心他们就地扩展会使得交通更加拥挤。我们往下听他俩说社区还考虑到哪些问题。
And harming the environment.
It's a concerned community.
Tate 女士又指出，这个社区十分担心环境遭到破坏的问题。Neil 先生接着说 ,It's a concerned community. 意思是这是个关心社会福祉的社区。我们接着听他俩对这个社区的民众有什么看法。
The people care about where they live.
And we want to maintain a good relationship with them.
Tate 女士看出这个社区的民众很关心他们居住的地方，而 Neil 先生表示，他们公司希望和社区居民保持良好关系。Tate 女士刚才用的短语 care about 是关心的意思。我们再听几个有 care about 这个短语的例句。
I care about the community.
You care about your employees.
We care about our clients.
请你根据自己的情况回答这个问题。
What do you care about?
接下来我们要再听一遍他俩的这段讨论，请边听边考虑这个问题的答案是什么。
What is one option for World Graphics?
I've outlined three options to manage your growth.
Great! I know one option is to expand our existing facility.
But your community has strict zoning regulations.
They're concerned about adding to congestion.
And harming the environment.
It's a concerned community.
The people care about where they live.
And we want to maintain a good relationship with them.
现在请大家回答下面的问题，答完了再对照一下我们的答案。
What is one option for World Graphics?
To expand their existing facilities.
既然他们如果扩展现有设施，会受到本社区的种种限制，他们就考虑第二种选择，开设分部了。因为分部可以设在任何地点。我们继续参加他俩的讨论，请边听边想这个问题。World Graphics 公司可以在哪里开设分部？
You can maintain a good relationship and open a new facility.
Do you mean a branch office?
Yes. Your main office would stay here.
But we could branch out into another area.
And it could be anywhere.
Anywhere in the world.
You said that your work could be done anywhere.
So we could have a branch office in, for example, China.
刚才 Neil 先生提出要和社区保持良好的关系。Tate 女士承上启下，提出一个既和社区保持良好关系，又能扩展公司的方案。我们再听一次。
You can maintain a good relationship and open a new facility.
Do you mean a branch office?
佩女士提出的两全其美的方案是建立新设施。Neil 先生立刻追问，他是指分部吗？保持良好关系，用英文来说是 maintain a good relationship。在商界处理好人际关系十分重要。我们听 Tate 女士说，她得跟哪些人保持良好关系。
I have to maintain a good relationship with my clients.
I have to maintain a good relationship with my World Graphics clients.
I want to maintain a good relationship with my boss at Tate Associates.
I want to maintain good relationships with my employees.
We have to maintain a good relationship with our bankers.
We want to maintain good relationships with our neighbors.
现在请你根据自己的情况回答下面的问题。 Whom do you want to maintain a good relationship with?当然，每个人有各不相同的答复。你可以根据自己的情况来回答，也可以采用刚才听到的某些句子。我们继续听他俩的讨论。Tate 女士确定是得开设分部，那么他俩对总部和分部的地点有什么看法呢？
Yes, your main office would stay here.
But we could branch out into another area.
Tate 女士说，他们的总部还留在当地。Neil 先生马上会意地说，他们可以 branch out into another area. Branch out 这个说法相当形象生动。企业增设分支机构向外扩展，就像树枝向外伸展分支一样。这里的 branch 是动词。Neil 先生刚才还用了一次 branch 这个词。
Do you mean a branch office?
这句话里的 branch 是名词分部、分支，而 branch office 是个名词短语。我们再比较一下 branch 当动词用的那句话，并且听听他俩怎么样就 branch out 这个概念发表看法。
But we could branch out to another area.
And it could be anywhere.
Anywhere in the world.
Tate 女士强调，分部可以设在任何地点，而 Neil 先生进一步说，可以在世界各地。他们为什么能在任何地点设立分部呢？
You said that your work could be done anywhere.
So we could have a branch office in, for example, China.
Tate 女士指出，他们说过他们的工作可以在任何地点进行，而 Neil 先生为了说明他们的工作不受地点限制，马上举例说，他们甚至可以到中国设立分部。他俩反复用了 anywhere 这个词，它的同义词是 any place， 请听这两句话用了 any place。
And it could be any place.
Any place in the world.
请你用 anywhere 或者 any place 来回答我们的问题。说完了再参考一下我们说的两种可行的答案。
Where can we open an office?
Anywhere in the world. Any place in the world.
Where can World Graphics do its work?
Any place in the world. Anywhere in the world.
接下来我们要再听一遍他俩的这段谈话，并且考虑怎么样回答这个问题。
Where could World Graphics open a branch office?
You can maintain a good relationship.And open a new facility.
Do you mean a branch office?
Yes. Your main office would stay here.
But we could branch out into another area.
And it could be anywhere.
Anywhere in the world.
You said that your work could be done anywhere.
So we could have a branch office in, for example, China.
现在请回答下面的问题，答完以后再对照一下我们提供的答案。
Where could World Graphics open a branch office?
Anywhere in the world.
Tate 女士和 Neil 先生讨论了两种扩展方式以后，又接着谈第三种方式，把业务承包给其他公司。Neil 先生极力反对这样做。我们听他们解释为什么 World Graphics 公司不想把业务承包给他人。
There is another option.
Expand here. Open a branch office or...
Outsource your work.
Give someone else my hard-earned business.
I don't think I've scored any points with that idea.
Outsourcing doesn't really solve the problem.
It's a temporary solution.
Temporary...And World Graphics loses control.
Tate 女士提出还有一种选择。Neil 先生马上一一说出已经谈过的两种可能采取的途径。
There is another option.
Expand here, open a branch office, or...
刚才谈过的选择是扩大现有设施和开设分部。 我们听 Tate 女士紧接着谈第三种选择。
Outsource your work.
Give someone else my hard-earned business?
第三种选择是向外承包他们的业务。Neil 先生显然觉得这个主意不中听，他冷冷地说，把我辛苦争得的生意拱手让人吗？到现在为止，他俩已经谈到了 World Graphics 公司扩展的三种可能性。我们再听一遍。
Expand here.
Open a branch office.
Or outsource.
其实这些也是企业扩展的一般途径。我在刚开始的时候，请大家边听边列出这家公司扩展的几种选择方案。不知你写对了吗？在开列目录的时候，你得注意措辞的一致性。如果你选用名词，就全用名词或者名词短语；要是选用动词，就全用动词或者动词短语。假定你正在考虑扩展本企业的业务，请你回答问题，一一说出几种选择方案。说完了，再对照我们的答案。
How can your company grow?
Expand here.
How can your company grow?
Open a branch office.
How can your company grow?
Outsource.
我们再回到他俩的讨论中来。Tate 女士察觉 Neil 先生对第三条主意的反应冷淡。我们听听 Tate 女士怎么表示。
I don't think I've scored any points with that idea.
她借用体育运动用语 score points. Score points.原来的意思是在比赛中得分，当然得分越多就越成功，而 not score any points 一定是一分都没得，换句话说就是没获得成功。美国英语常常会借用体育运动用语做比喻，这句话就是个例子。我们再听一遍。
I don't think I've scored any points with that idea.
这句话的意思是我那条主意看来一点儿也不成功。其实还有好几个来自棒球运动的短语，也能比喻类似的意思。
I didn't hit a home run with that idea.
I didn't get to first base with that idea.
I'm out in left field with that idea.
我们回到他俩的谈话中来，听 Neil 先生解释为什么不愿意向外承包业务。
Outsourcing doesn't really solve the problem.
原来他认为向外承包业务不能真正解决他们的问题。他俩接着分别说了向外承包的局限性和不利因素。我们再听一次，但是先得学个短语 temporary solution。 temporary solution。 temporary solution 意思是暂时的解决办法，也就是权且之计。 temporary is spelled T-E-M-P-O-R-A-R-Y. Solution is spelled S-O-L-U-T-I-O-N.
It's a temporary solution.
Temporary, and World Graphics loses control.
Tate 女士承认外包业务只是权且之计。然而 Neil 先生指出，这不仅不是长久办法，而且 World Graphics 还会因而 lose control， 意思是失去对业务的控制，换句话说是生意放给别人去做就收不回了。好，我们再听一遍他俩的这段讨论，并且考虑这个问题的答案是什么。
Why doesn't World Graphics want to outsource their work?
There is another option.
Expand hereOpen a branch office or...
Outsource your work.
Give someone else my hard-earned business.
I don't think I've scored any points with that idea.
Outsourcing doesn't really solve the problem.
It's a temporary solution.
Temporary, and World Graphics loses control.
现在请大家回答下面的问题，答完了再对照一下我们说的答案。
Why doesn't World Graphics want to outsource its work?
It doesn't solve the problem. It's temporary. and World Graphics loses control.
接下来我们要再从头至尾听一遍他俩今天的全部讨论，你可以有机会复习一遍这次学到的词句。
I've outlined three options to manage your growth.
Great. I know one option is to expand our existing facility.
But your community has strict zoning regulations.
They're concerned about adding to congestion.
And harming the environment.
It's a concerned community.
The people care about where they live.
And we want to maintain a good relationship with them.
You can maintain a good relationship and open a new facility.
Do you mean a branch office?
Yes. Your main office would stay here.
But we could branch out into another area.
And it could be anywhere.
Anywhere in the world.
You said that your work could be done anywhere.
So we could have a branch office in, for example, China.
There is another option.
Expand here, open a branch office, or...
Outsource your work.
Give someone else my hard-earned business...
I don't think I've scored any points with that idea.
Outsourcing doesn't really solve the problem.
It's a temporary solution.
Temporary, and World Graphics loses control.
Time for small talk.
聊天时间。今天要聊的话题是怎么样以婉转的方式表示不满。
What do you think of the new manager?
I've seen better.
人们通常会以婉转的方式来表达不满。刚才第一个人问第二个人对新经理的看法，但是第二个人没有单刀直入地批评新经理。再听一遍。
What do you think of the new manager?
I've seen better.
他其实可以那样说来表示不满。
I don't like him. I don't think he's very good.
要是他的反感极其强烈，他还可以那样说。
He's horrible.
然而刚才他没有直截了当地表达自己的不满，而是说 I've seen better, 意思是我见过的经理都比他强。要是他刚才那样说呢？
I've seen worse.
他还是在表示不太满意，但是他的反感的程度不像刚才那么强。再听一次。
I've seen worse.
这句话的意思是那位经理比上不足却比下有余，有的人连他都不如呢。好，现在请你根据我们说的情况来应答征求你意见的问题，答完以后再参考一下我们的说法。我们开始。请告诉问话的人，有不少经理都比那人强。
What do you think of the manager?
I've seen better.
告诉他公司的休假政策是比上不足而比下有余。
What do you think of the company's vacation policy?
I've seen worse.
接下来请你听了征求看法的问话就直截了当地表示不满，你可以选用下面的任何一种说法。
It's horrible.
It's awful.
It's miserable.
It's unbelievably bad.
It's disgusting.
我们开始，请说完以后再参考一下我们的应对。
What do you think of the traffic?
It's horrible.
What do you think of the food?
It's disgusting.
What do you think of the weather?
It's miserable.
Miss Wei, how do you think the meeting went?
Fantastic.
Let's schedule another one.
Great.
Dr. Lucky 和我邀请各位再来参加我们的下次会谈，听 Tate 女士和 Neil 先生讨论怎么样向新地区发展业务。我是伟伟。这个节目由 Lucky 博士编写，微微改编，严华编辑，叶广海导播。谢谢收听，我们下次再见。